67 degrees in Nashville. We got a 50% chance of rain in Middle Tennessee today, especially in the morning and early afternoon. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee lawmakers want to take back their sign-off on a hospital monopoly in Appalachia. Federal regulators say it's a bad idea. Ballot Health formed back in 2018. That was after lawmakers in Tennessee and Virginia waived antitrust laws to allow a big merger. Now, those are the only hospitals serving about a million people in four Appalachian states. KFF Health News has spent years documenting concerns about quality of care. As part of the agreement, the chain undergoes performance reviews. It often fails to meet benchmarks. So lawmakers want to end the monopoly agreement and allow competitors. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is urging lawmakers to spike that plan, according to a letter obtained by the Tennessee Lookout. The agency said, in essence, allowing a monopoly in the first place isn't good, but once it's established, competitors will likely struggle to come in anyway. And at least the monopoly agreements come with those performance reviews. In effect, it argues, the monopoly would just continue with less oversight. A Montgomery Central High School teacher who showed nude pictures of himself to a student has resigned. Clarksville Now reports that Matt Vetter, a 52-year-old science teacher who's married to the school's director, showed nude photos of himself to a 17-year-old student. Vetter insists that it was an accident, but the student's family insists that it was intentional. After the incident, Vetter was placed at an alternative work site off school property. In a statement on Saturday, he resigned. The school board chairman says the resignation was a relief and that the investigation will continue to move forward. Well, spring is here, and you may eye your neighbor's lush vegetable or flower garden and feel a deep, shameful sense of FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. But even with warmer weather than usual, now may not be the time to rush to a garden center and feverishly cram everything in your trunk. The potential for sub-freezing temps is still looming over the horizon, and locals have long hailed April 15th as the first day when it's safe to plant due to minimal risk of frost. But Austin Lowen, who helps run Bates Nursery and Garden Center, does not agree with this rule of thumb. He joined Midday Talk Show This Is Nashville on Thursday and insisted that your plants will survive if you wait a bit longer, and you won't overspend.
People earlier and earlier every year want to set out their tomatoes. And then we get a late frost in mid-April, and we get down to 28-degree night.
Yeah, and then, it happens still.
I mean, yeah, we'll sell it to you again, I guess, if you got to come back and buy it. But we really don't want you to do that. We really would like you to plant when it's appropriate. I really like to get that warm stuff in. Like, really, May 1st is really my kind of go-to on that.
That episode of This Is Nashville covered a range of topics around gardening, tree care, and native plants. You can listen to the full show at thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your podcasts. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.